Jasmine, how can I assist you?
Yeah, I have. I'm glad I was able to get a hold of somebody, Jasmine. I've been trying for like an hour to get a hold of somebody for Medicaid. I have Medicaid, but I didn't. I wanted to know if I needed to apply every year or do I still have
it?
Did
they send you recertification documentations? They usually come out once a year.
So you do have to refile every year then?
Sir, they send you recertification paperwork once a year. Did you receive that?
I thought I told you. No, not that I know of, no.
So then you're not due for recertification. And you ended up calling a home care agency that works with Medicaid. Did you need some services at home, sir?
No, I just wanted to know if I still have Medicaid. Look that up to see if
Let me check for you. One second.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What's your name, sir?
Brian Pedlar, P-E-D-L-A-R.
Can you spell your first name, please?
B-R-I-A-N.
Last name?
Pedlar, P-E-D-L-A-R.
And your date of birth, sir?
February 14th, 1955.
You're a Valentine's Day baby.
Yeah. Try growing up with that one.
I hope you got a lot of gifts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your Medicaid ID number, sir?
Oh, shoot. I should have had that. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Take your time. Also, what county do you reside in?
Clay County in Kearney, Missouri.
You said Clay, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your home address, sir?
235 Southbrook Parkway, Kearney, Missouri, 64060.
64060?
Correct.
So you said 25 Southbrook Parkway?
I'm sorry, 235 Southbrook Parkway.
Got it. Clay County, date of birth is 2/14/55, and Mr. Brian, and your last name is P-E-D-A-L-L-A-R.
Yep. And my MoHealth ID number is 64607055.
All right, let me check your Missouri Medicaid real quick.
Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Absolutely. And good luck trying to get a hold of anyone over at Medicaid. They never pick up their phones. They never return calls.
Nope,
I don't even know if there's anybody physically working there. Mm-hmm.
I know. I've been trying for an hour.
You're better off just Googling the nearest Department of Family Services in your area and just going, stopping into the location because it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't apply at Social Security? You have to go for Medicaid to go to Family Services?
So Social Security and Medicaid are two separate programs. Medicaid is a state-funded program. So is Social Security, but Social Security is something that you have to physically apply for, like Medicaid. They're two separate programs, and it's not in the same place, no.
Okay, you can't file. Okay, you can't go to Social Security. That's what I was wondering.
You can't go to the Social Security Department and say, hey, I need Medicaid. No, you have to go to the Medicaid Department, which is usually through the Department of Family Services.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So right now it's showing like you have active Medicaid and you have the eligibility codes to get additional support if you needed it. Like you could get Meals on Wheels.
I'm good with what
You could get someone to take care of you, like clean your house, prep your meals, take you grocery shopping, run your errands, do your laundry, a friend, family, a trusted loved one. I'm just telling you what you have available to you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And it's not showing anything about recertification yet, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to get a letter. So just be aware of that.
All right.
All right, so, but right now everything looks good.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. And you're a good worker. I wish I could give you a 5-star, but there's nowhere.
No, but you know what? Your words is enough for me, okay? I'm glad that I made your day, all right? You take care of yourself, okay?
You do the same. Goodbye.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.